Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hang with us till then right at 6:53. You go back to what you missed. That sounded more like a demand than a request. But
sometimes people like demands, Nick.
Some people love to be told
some
what to do.
Pay for that service.
Just
I need 100 Cleveland men.
I think it's Bill Belichick. I think he pays for the service of being told what to do.
Apparently $9 million so far.
And when to do it. Worth it for him. Not for the. It's disgusting. I tell you right now, that's unbecoming of an elderly statesman. Good job, Bill. Well done, buddy. I mean, how just disgusting. You seem
appalled.
I mean, yeah, younger than his daughter, for criminy's sake here.
Younger than his granddaughter.
Oh, my. Oh, ew. Good job, Bill. That's okay. Can we just open Pandora's box?
Yeah, sure.
That is what 90% of men are thinking, right?
I don't know.
Like when our wives are around, like, how could he do this? I mean, he's a grandfather. He's 73, she's 24. This old soul stuff, what a weird line. And then we talk to our friends, we're like, I get it. I mean, if I was that age and that was me, I get it. Good for him.
Can I overshare for a second?
Oh, I love when you overshare.
I was dating this girl when I lived in Houston, and she told me, she was telling me her story about her dad and everything. She's like, you know, my dad just 70 years old. He hit 70, and he divorced his wife of like 40 years, like
okay.
A long time, and then started dating someone that was around 25 or so, and just flat out told his daughter, I got like 3 years left in me. I'm not going to live a long time. Like, I'm at the end here, and this is how I want to go out. And I think she wanted me to be like very consoling, you know, to be very like, well, that's an awful.
You're like,
I'm like, your dad stinks. What an awful human, this and that. And I was like, okay.
I would have needed to see a picture first. Then I could make up my mind.
Okay.
You know?
You want me to? I should have asked for photos.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
You're giving me 55% of the information I need to make a real decision here.
I think just based off of everything. I was like, yeah, okay.
Was that in Houston?
Yeah, in Houston.
If he was a Houston 6 and she was a Houston 9.
Well, he's a 70-year-old man, so right,
okay,
I mean,
so,
I don't know.
He's a Houston 4.
Is it possible to be a Houston 6 at 70?
Yes. I mean, it's on. Okay, how about this?
I think he was letting his money talk for
if
him there.
If he was a Houston 6 as a 70-year-old,
yeah.
Which as a 24-year-old probably makes you a Houston 3, and she's a 24-year-old Houston 9, The math really, I mean, at some point you just got to say that's 1 + 1 does not equal 2 there. Good for him. But not if you're his daughter.
She was
pissed.
Because
that's just how disgusting.
She was pretty livid.
And
she was
also,
pretty mad.
Like we're also in judgment of him.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. Yeah. Good for you. Also, 40 years. Didn't there just become a point in marriage? Like my grandparents got divorced 35 years into marriage. And I just remember
35
thinking.
35 years in.
At like 8, I was like. Now?
Well, I think people get to that
end
point.
You know what I mean?
Point.
Like, you...
They get to that point that Bill's living in right now where it's like, I'm getting up there and this is... I don't know what's coming after this. I got to just make the most of it all.
And listen, my grandpa has been remarried for, I want to say it's like 30 years now. He's happy, right? My grandma was certainly happier
single. Sounds like
single,
it was the right move then.
But like now as a married man, I've been with Vanessa since I was 21. Yeah. I don't remember what my life was like without
my
wife.
You're not miserably married though. If you're miserably married.
Not right now.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll check in as we keep going. And that comment's probably going to cost you something. That's going to be a bag purchase down the line or something like that for you.
Well, I just think we've gotten to the point where we're not there yet, but like another 10 years of this, I mean, it's just a lot of work if we get divorced. If we split up, it's just going to be a lot. Let's just forget staying together for the kids. Let's just not.
Years from now, though, you take the kids completely out of the equation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when people actually are like, hey, am I happy or am I not happy?
Is it like a lot of married couples are actually happier once the kids are away? I think that's going to be me and Vanessa. When there's not three little mongrels constantly like throwing themselves in between us, blockers, if you will,
blockers.
Those married people out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still going strong.
I know it,
but
man.
30 years, 40 years. That's once you get over 30 years.
He was knocking on death's door. It was just like this. I just got
to have a prenup at least.
No, I don't think there was.
So
any
he gave
prenup.
Away half his stuff.
Yeah.
He amassed for 40 years. Okay. I mean, good for him. But
he had,
he had
a lot. He was fine.
So you brought this up in the pre-show on basically the Deion Sanders threat.
Yeah. So we played a clip earlier in the show with Aditi, and Aditi was on the 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And I was listening to that conversation. And then, Chris Moeller, one of the co-hosts on there, mentioned to Aditi about the idea that, well, Deion's going to be the head coach 2 years from now anyway. And then they all just kind of chuckled and went along with it. And I thought to myself, there's no way. Like, one of the beautiful story arcs of Shedeur Sanders going to the fifth round is that the Deion becoming the head coach narrative never exists anymore. You just have to think about it for a second, and it's just never going to happen. Because if Shador's awesome this year, Kevin Stefanski is going to get the credit, and you'd never move off of Kevin Stefanski then as the head coach because he's the one that got Shedeur to be great. If Shedeur stinks, then guess what? He's a fifth-round pick. You're not firing Stefanski to bring in Deion Sanders over a fifth-round pick. We are absolved of ever having to have the will Deion Sanders coach the Browns conversation ever again. Well, you're welcome.
And here's the thing. If Shedeur starts this year, takes over the job, and is the quarterback of the Browns for the next decade, at some point it might rear its head. Here's the thing, though. Deion's 57 going on 58. And there is a point where the older you get with NFL owners now, it gets substantially harder and harder and harder to get that first NFL job. It's easier if you already have success and then you're a 60-year-old getting another job.
The difference there, though, is that in theory, if he's still quarterback 7 to 10 years from now, it's because he's doing a lot of things right. And that would mean that Stefanski then couldn't get you over the hump. Maybe kind of like a McDermott situation in Buffalo where you're just knocking on the Super Bowl's doorsteps but can't get you over. If they move off of Stefanski, it's not for a rookie head coach at that point. You're in too good of a position to give the keys to the castle over to a rookie head coach.
So you think in 5 years, if Stefanski can't get Shedeur over the hump, you think Shedeur isn't going to say, hey, I know that guy just got fired. Can you at least talk to my dad?
First off, I don't think you're getting fired if in 5 years Stefanski has you knocking on the doorstep. I think that is so illogical because if you're knocking on the doorstep of
the
Super Bowl,
right?
It just doesn't make any sense. There's a reason why Brandon Bean has a million years, or not Brandon Bean, I'm sorry, Sean McDermott has had a million years attached to this because knocking on the doorstep and doing this in 5 years, you've accomplished a lot. And so, yes, I've met the Browns. I know they're capable of anything, but that's just so illogical.
I mean, I do tend to agree with at least the intermediate hypothesis that Deion is no longer on board for the Browns specifically. Now what will become really interesting is if Deion goes elsewhere, like if Schottenheimer doesn't work out like we all think he won't, and a year from now Dallas is looking for a coach.
Yeah.
And if Shedeur plays this year and it doesn't go well, does then Deion make the call and try and get Shedeur to Dallas?
100% in play. But at that point, it's no harm, no foul. Doesn't matter to us.
But it's going to be – I just think the Deion stuff in general, I'd be really surprised if he doesn't end up – to me, if he doesn't end up an NFL head coach within the next 3 to 5 years, it's because the stuff at Colorado just has – it either plateaus or it goes the wrong way post Shedeur and Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, there's a scenario where Colorado remains like a, I don't know, let's say a 7, 8, 9 win team or whatever. And they have a really good quarterback that they just recruited and got. So they should be pretty good this upcoming year. But and then Shedeur is just kind of whatever. And then who's bringing that on board? Like, the NFL told him he was nothing and didn't want to hire him when he was coming off a 9-win season and Shador was perceived to be one of the best quarterbacks in the class. They're certainly not going to be salivating at the mouth for Deion if he fails at every turn.
Now, this does lead to a conversation that I think specific to this year. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the definitive answer. But given that Shador was the second quarterback off the board for the Browns, given that I would be really surprised if Kevin isn't a little leery of the circus around Shador, given how much he hated the circus with Baker, and certainly that was the part with Deshaun that I think wore on him the most. The station put out a Twitter poll earlier today about, you know, who do Browns fans want to start at quarterback. And Shador did get the second most votes. I think at one point I looked over, it was 36% of the vote. Joe Flacco, I think, has got something like 43, 44%. And what's interesting about this is I think for Shador to start, at least early in the season, I think he's going to have to be head and shoulders above the other quarterbacks to win the job, because I think he has to overcome hurdles in Stefanski's mind to get the job.
Yeah, like, who does the tie go to? If he is on equal footing with Dylan Gabriel, does he still win that job?
No, not. I think Dylan Gabriel is... I think Kevin Stefanski loves Dylan Gabriel in a way, and I think that does matter to NFL head coaches.
Well, so there is something to the idea if you don't play Shador, he might actually have more value at the end of the season. Like, if you play Dylan Gabriel and you play Kenny Pickett, at the end of the season, it's like not touching a... It's like, you know, when you drive a new car and it goes off the lot, it immediately depreciates in value. Not seeing him actually play in the NFL for a whole entire year, he might end up with more value at the end of the season. In a weird way.
I don't know about that, because I think people ask, why the hell didn't he see the field if, you know what I mean? Like, if Dylan Gabriel plays.
I'm not talking for him being a starter or anything down the line. I'm just talking for, like, maybe some trade. Maybe you're right. Maybe they look at it and say Dylan Gabriel was better than him, so Shador just stinks and you just throw the baby out with the bathwater. But I do find the whole entire thing interesting. I think...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know that Stefanski wants Shador to win this battle, but I think it's in his best interest that it's either Shador, Pickett, or Gabriel.
I think whether Shador was Andrew Berry's pick or whether Shador is Jimmy Haslam's pick, I don't think there's any difference to Kevin Stefanski. I don't think Kevin...
You don't think he'd be taking an honest approach here?
What do you mean?
Like an honest approach? Like, just whatever I see with my eyes will be the deciding factor?
No, I don't think that. No, because I don't think coaches... I think we... For instance, we'll do the Shanahan thing where Shanahan thought Brock Purdy was the better quarterback and still gave it to Trey Lance. I think Shador's greatest hope is that he impresses Andrew Berry and that Kevin Stefanski somehow overruled. I do, and I really.
Yeah, I know you're right to bring up Shanahan because he 100% knew and thought that Trey Lance was the was just basically doo doo, and then Brock Purdy was a much better quarterback, and he still went to Trey Lance, and then he went to Jimmy Garoppolo after that.
I mean, I think Kevin has done his darndest to say, hey, Deshaun didn't fit my system. And I'm not saying publicly. I'm saying Kevin plays the media game behind the scenes so much better than people give him credit for. Doesn't say a darn thing into a microphone that matters, but behind the scenes, he knows how to work, and him and his team know how to work the NFL media. That's why there's still been no blowback from any of the failure of the last couple of years, including with Deshaun, including with Baker, and he is a head coach offensive coordinator. But I think specific to the Shador stuff, like, I think so much of Kevin's messaging externally that's on the low to the media, the anonymous stuff, I think is I've just never had a quarterback that fits my system, right? Even Joe Flacco, that's probably the biggest reason why I think we should discount Flacco is he doesn't 100% fit the system.
No, it's not even close.
And so Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett fit the system as well, if not better, than Shador, and they don't come with any of the other hype and questions that will annoy Kevin Stefanski. I think Shador has to be head and shoulders above anyone to get the job right out of the gate.
And I mean, again, we'll see how it all plays out. I just think Stefanski's got to look in his best interest here. And whatever quarterback does look the best, I don't know that it has to be head and shoulders. If he just looks better, I think he should win the job.
I mean, what if it's better by a nose? So
what interest does he have? If it's better by a nose, what interest does he have in giving that to Gabriel or Pickett over Shador?
I mean, he drafted Gabriel first, and I think he believes in Gabriel more, as seen by that.
Drafted has to dictate, because again, if we're saying he's better by a nose, we are saying Shador is better.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would take a lesser quarterback just based off of draft position. We've seen it happen before. It's just a different scenario.
I think he would take him because he likes Dillon more, because he believes in him more.
When you have the two players that go in the same bucket, it's so interesting, because if you're thinking long term, like Kenny Pickett, you can't put above because Kenny Pickett's not going to be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
So like if Shador's better by a nose, you need to play Shador because he's got a chance to actually be the quarterback of the future, and he's got a chance to be at least a backup at worst years down the line. And the same thing would go for Dillon Gabriel as well. It's just, how authentic would he be if it was Dillon Gabriel versus Shador and it was neck and neck?
So it's draft position in my mind, and it's draft position, and I think Kevin really wanted to draft Dillon Gabriel, and I think Andrew Berry really wanted to draft Shador Sanders, maybe at the expense of Kevin wanting Shador on the roster.
Listen, if you're Kevin...
Like, do you think in that moment, with that value...
Yeah.
If everyone else in the room wanted Shador and Kevin was the only holdout, you think that's stopping those guys from making the call?
No, not at all. But I also don't think if everyone in that room didn't want Dillon Gabriel and Stefanski was the one pounding the table for him, I historically wouldn't think that would get the job done either. But it looks like it might have.
Oh, I think that was their gimme. I think it was, you know what? We haven't done anything for you.
It's a generous gimme in the third round.
It's very generous. Don't love it. Don't love that kind of gimme, but that kind of stuff does happen in the NFL all the time. Who do Browns fans want to start at quarterback? Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dillon Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. Right now, Joe Flacco with 48% of the vote, Shador with 34% of the vote, and then Kenny Pickett and Dillon Gabriel are the also-ran candidates. And will Shador have to be head and shoulders better than the other quarterbacks to win the job? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.